T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good to be back with you. And just a heads up for my friend at the board here. There we go. Thank you. It's like he reads my mind. I don't know what the deal is. Johnny's always on point. I come to you somewhat with a heavy heart. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about the ongoing scandal involving Hunter Biden. And I made some statements yesterday, and I'm going to go a bit further today to tell you how important this is. First, I think it's time for a little celebration. Developing news story this morning, as of the last few minutes, the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett has been advanced from the Judiciary Committee, and it's on the way to the full Senate. I, again, want to give credit where credit is due. I want to, you might want to sit down for this, but I certainly want to commend Lindsey Graham for getting this done. He's done his job. Now the challenge is for Mitch McConnell to finish the job. Is that safe of me to say? I think many of us who are conservatives, who know that Lindsey Graham is not a conservative, who has not been the most reliable person on the planet in terms of Republicans, but when the man is right, when he gets things done in the right way, he deserves recognition. So, again, excited about the fact that this nomination is headed to the full Senate. There was a unanimous vote from the committee to advance the nomination. Now, this now paves the way for a vote before the November 3rd election. And I told you how important this is, because we've already seen an example of the danger of having a 4-4 tie. I think we already know that we do not have a reliable person to be able to judge according to the Constitution and the law by at least one Supreme Court justice who was appointed by a Republican. I'm referring, of course, to Chief Justice Roberts. This guy is a profound embarrassment. And the implications of this, and I don't mind saying this, I hope Pennsylvania is not a factory election night. I hope whatever happens is so profoundly lopsided on election night that no amount of ballots could be manufactured to make up for the loss. And let me add even further. Let's hope not only Pennsylvania, but the other electoral states in play to bring about a majority to keep Joe Biden out of the White House, that maybe even Pennsylvania would be irrelevant. That even manipulation there will not make a difference. For those of you who are not aware, I'll just remind you. We had a Supreme Court that ruled 4-4, which means it reverted back to a state Supreme Court decision that allowed the acceptance of ballots beyond Tuesday night. So they can go all the way to Friday, which means there's the potential of manufacturing votes between Tuesday and Friday. This is so profoundly stupid, so profoundly un-American, and I don't hesitate to say that. This is why it's vital to get Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. It is absolutely vital. So the Republicans on the committee voted unanimously to advance this nomination. the Democrats decided to boycott the petty people that they are. You know what's interesting, and we can have different views on this, but Lindsey Graham has voted for some Democrat nominees to the court. You don't see Democrats who have this same type of approach. The question is whether the person's qualified. And clearly, this woman, Amy Coney Barrett, is more than qualified. So now it's up to Mitch. Get it done, Mitch. Before the election, the country is counting on you. Yesterday evening, it was interesting. I had some meetings with a couple of people. First, meeting someone for dinner in Pineville. And on the way there, I noticed the interstate was blocked off. As I was going around 485, the interstate was blocked off from the ramp from 485 out to 85. And the reason, in preparation for the big rally in Gastonia, President Donald Trump. And it was interesting because the last place I had to go to visit someone in Gaston County yesterday evening after dinner. So I'm coming back 485 and get on to 85. And then it's just extraordinary. I hadn't seen this in a while. So it was kind of interesting to see the strong police presence. The interstate going northbound this time was blocked. And there's police presence all along the, not only the interstate, but the overpasses. They were just everywhere. So it was kind of an interesting reminder of what was taking place. Social media posts from Chris, who was quite proud yesterday evening that the president paid a visit to his city. And he was very excited about hearing these words. Play it, Johnny.
Wow. This is a big crowd. This is one hell of a big crowd. Well, I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Gastonia. Gastonia. Thank you to Gastonia. Beautiful name.
Chris writes, I heard the president say these words. Words I never thought I'd hear from the leader of the free world. I know he was pandering the way all public figures do. I'm from Gastonia, and I would never say it's a beautiful name. Starts with gas, for God's sake. But I can't help but admit, I swell with a little bit of pride. Our president was acknowledging my hometown. He even pronounced it correctly. I haven't even claimed the town these past two decades. But it felt good to be seen. And feel seen. And I think that's a sentiment that so many people would have. Pretty interesting evening. But not everybody agrees, including Joe Biden, going on the attack yesterday morning, criticizing the president's handling of the COVID-19 crisis, which is not new. Speaking about this rally at the Gastonia Municipal Airport. Statewide, nearly 250,000 people have contracted COVID-19. North Carolina health officials said the virus has claimed nearly 4,000 lives in the state. Yet Biden saying Trump has no plan to get the virus under control. Instead, he's attacking our nation's leading scientists and public health experts, continuing to spread deadly misinformation about the virus and holding rallies that fly in the face of North Carolina's COVID-19 guidelines. This was a statement from the Biden campaign. By the way, airport officials saying they were bracing for as many as 15,000 to descend on the airport yesterday evening. Sour grapes from a man who really cannot gather many people at all. Maybe he should hold a rally in the bathroom. I don't know, just saying. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Join WBT in supporting Charlotte Mechanical, the 10th annual Charlotte Coat Drive. This year's goal is to help the Salvation Army of Greater Charlotte collect 6,000 coats to help keep Charlotte area men, women, and children warm this winter. Over 50 barrel partner private businesses, police forces, churches, they've partnered as collection locations, making it easy for you to donate a new or gently used coat. For details, visit charlottecoatdrive.com. If you'd like to join the conversation on this broadcast, a couple of ways to do it, especially important for those of you in the upstate. Your number to call, 800-928-1110, 800-928-1110, only operational during the 2 hours of this program. Our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I really want to speak from my heart about where we are, and I'm actually going to skip and make a little bit of confession. I stepped in it yesterday evening. I have a friend that I just recently started talking to about politics. Another black Republican friend that I met several months ago. And, you know, we have similar journeys lately. He had a Facebook page where, well, basically his regular account, where he started posting some pretty provocative things. They weren't inflammatory, but oh my goodness. It was so ugly, he created a separate page just to deal with politics because people were downright ugly. And yes, can I tell the truth? Most of the people who are hostile toward him are other blacks. I want to interject this because this really is on my heart. It really bothered me yesterday. I responded to a social media post. Let me get to this post because I wasn't really going to go here next, but I want to because this so disturbs me. And I really want to say, in a grander picture, this is not just a political thing. This is a profound spiritual issue. The blindness, it grieves me. It terribly grieves me. It's not that, you know, I'm upset because somebody disagrees with me. That's not the point. It's just that people can be so blind. And let me make something very, very clear to you. Because I've been very clear about this along the way. I do not support any form of cultism or propaganda machines. I don't care where they're from. If they're from an individual, a political party, it really doesn't matter. Here's the social media post from a dear lady who I know somewhat. And I tried replying to this. I'm not going to bother finding my reply, but basically I was challenging. I wasn't even disagreeing on the politics, but I was challenging her venom directed toward other blacks who just happen to disagree. It's not that they disagree. It's that these people, you know, basically are dehumanized and insulted. I'll just read it for you. I guess I should be shocked, but I'm not. It's really all about the Benjamins for some. But for me, big timers like 50 Cent and Ice Cube and others are so far removed from the struggle, they see dollars over integrity, honesty, equality, respect, sensitivity, intelligence. She put in all caps. You got it. They turned in their black card for an unguaranteed check from Trump, who cares no more about them than he cared about Kanye West, Herman Cain, or any other dark-skinned individual who ran behind him. I'm sorry, George Floyd. They forgot already. This Post is so pregnant. I mean, I don't know how else to say this. It's not only pregnant with ignorance, it's pregnant with just profound stupidity. I'm not going to give the person's name. But I made the mistake of replying to this and just challenging the ugliness toward these people who just happened to disagree. What followed was a pile-on. All of the people who agree with her posting their little, you know, memes and posting their, you know, evidences. She started posting all the wonderful things that Barack Obama did and Bill Clinton did, and they were from White House documents. In other words, propaganda from both of their administrations. And I'm sitting here just thinking, she doesn't even realize. She's drinking just completely out of the vat. And what's interesting, and those of you who are conservatives and Trump supporters know full well, many of you have been upset and disappointed in me because I do not always agree with and support people just because they are, quote, on my side. You don't get that from this person who wrote this post. She's all in. It doesn't matter how dishonest, disgusting, despicable, unfaithful these Democrats are. I think I made a reference to the Democrat plantation, and I was saying it's unfortunate that just because someone steps away from the Democrat plantation, that they are vilified. And it went all kinds of places that never really got to the point. She never really addressed the point. And I think she kind of zoomed in on the plantation word. And that word can be kind of inflammatory. I get it. But we didn't even discuss that, which is why social media interactions are probably not the best. They really aren't. A part of me wanted to say, hey, give me your number. I'd love to just talk to you. But you know what? I just think it's futile. I really do. There are people who are so profoundly deceived. And one of the reasons I'm going here is because here in the final days before the election, it's so important that people understand what's on the ballot. You know what's on the ballot? Freedom. That's what I'm voting for. I'll be honest with you. I have a lot of problems with Donald Trump. I've shared those on this broadcast. But there's no way in hell that Joe Biden should be allowed to become president of the United States. I've gone from someone who believes this guy is a person who is suffering from dementia and is, you know, probably generally a nice guy, to now, in the past few days, seeing the revelations from these emails. I don't hesitate to say, and I think I've seen enough to know, this man is corrupt. He's crooked. I do believe there is such thing as a Biden crime family. I don't hesitate to say that. He must be stopped. He cannot be allowed to assume the presidency. He cannot be allowed to win. It's that simple. Don't have time to start where I want to go next, which we will talk about the latest revelations in this email scandal, because they are deep. They are ugly. And I do believe, remember what I shared with you yesterday. Remember that commentary I shared with you yesterday? Let me just remind you. Here is how this is going to go down. The goal is to make sure Biden gets elected. The elites, they want to make sure he gets elected first. Then they will turn on him. All the defense, all of the circling the wagons you see right now to protect Joe Biden, to not go into the emails. I think that's going to be a different game after the election. Then they're going to take him out. I don't have a doubt that they will let all the information come out. They will pile on once they secure the White House for the Democrat Party. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. We will go into the latest revelations, and they confirm what I said to you yesterday. This is clearly going down a road that will, in my mind, ultimately lead to the disgrace, the disgracing, and who knows, maybe even criminal charges of Joe Biden. That's where this is going to go. But for now, we've got some work to do. First off, you need to vote. Second off, find some other people who share your values and will go vote as well. Take them if you need to. This corrupt person named Joe Biden has to be stopped. Absolutely must be stopped. Back on the broadcast, I want to tell you about something important coming up Tuesday night, 7 to 8:30, WBT's Talktoberfest virtual election event presented by Woody's Auto Service. WBT air staff, including our own Bill O'Reilly, will live stream an exclusive pre-election conversation across Facebook Live, Twitter, and YouTube. You'll see all your favorite WBT personalities and get analysis and behind-the-curtain info you cannot get anywhere else. Follow us. WBT Radio on Facebook and Twitter, described at youtube.com/user/WBT Radio. That's Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, October 27th, 7 p.m., WBT's Talktoberfest, presented by Woody's Auto Service. Their family serving yours since 1963, now with 14 area locations to serve you. So let's go to the text line, because there's some items here that have been collecting. Want to make sure we cover this. I appreciate this text because I this is what I strive for. You are consistent no matter who it is. Good is good, bad is bad. Thank you. You get this program. The Dems don't care about Amy Coney Barrett. They're going to steal the election and pack the courts. Referring to John Roberts on the Supreme Court, he's a politician, not a justice. You are absolutely right. Hopefully the Dems remember to take printed in China off of their late ballots when they find them after the election. Yep. I'm sure God will forgive you for your inappropriate support of the demigod, Trump. True conservative Christians realize how bad he actually is. And let me just add to what you said. If I were to agree with what you say, Joe Biden is profoundly worse. There's really no, you know, let me just make this very clear. Very clear. As much as I have some profound concerns about Donald Trump and his character, I'm going to go a little further than what I've said before. And I think some of the things I share this morning are going to bear this out. I believe that the things that Joe Biden and his family have engaged in are borderline treasonous. And maybe across that borderline. The same cannot be said of Donald Trump. It's that simple. I don't think we're making a choice here between two fine candidates. There's a, if you want to refer to him as a troubled candidate, but I will take a troubled candidate over an unfaithful candidate, a person who is unfaithful to America. Frankly, unfaithful to his own family. I was listening to Glenn Beck, and he makes a point, and at some point I want to get access to some of these emails that some others have gotten access to. But one of the points that Glenn makes is, he's so good at this, in recognizing the human aspect of this. Here is Hunter Biden with a clear drug problem. And he was making the point that with all of this going on, one of the sub-stories that you have to understand is, in a very real way, Joe Biden was taking advantage of his own son. He was using his own son for profit. How much discussion are you going to hear about that on the mainstream news media? So this guy, you know, and going back to what I said before about the perception that he is just a nice guy, family man, all this other stuff. You know, a nice guy, family man doesn't do that to his own family. It's just that simple. Welder friend here, if Trump wins again, the Democratic Party is going to be screaming, Jesus, take the wheel, because they're going to get knocked off the rails. We will see. Winning, 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 this person says. Interesting to note, though I'm not a fan, I'll have to say it works in D.C. Democrats always unify for their party's call, and Republicans are never able to do the same. Kind of problematic, isn't it? A Joe Biden rally in the bathroom, very appropriate, considering all the crap that he's putting out. Vince, less than 20 people showed up in Asheville for a Kamala Harris rally. Well, that's more than I would expect. Biden's scared to hold a real rally because he doesn't want to see who is really supporting him. Oh, my goodness. Let's jump right in and talk about several new developments in the Hunter Biden story. First, Fox News reporting a laptop connected to Hunter Biden has been linked to an FBI money laundering probe. Now, they're saying at this point, it's unclear if this investigation is ongoing or if it was directly related to Hunter Biden. But the subpoena by the FBI of a laptop and hard drive reportedly belonging to Hunter Biden came in connection with a money laundering investigation in late 2019, according to documents obtained by Fox News, verified by multiple federal law enforcement officials who reviewed them. Multiple federal law enforcement officials, as well as two separate government officials, confirmed the authenticity of these documents, signed by FBI Special Agent Joshua Wilson. Wilson did not immediately respond to Fox News' request for comment. One of the documents obtained by Fox News, designated an FBI receipt for property form, details the Bureau's interactions with John Paul Mac Isaac, the owner of the Mac Shop, the one who reported the laptop's contents to authorities. The document has a case ID section file. It's actually filled in with a handwritten number. According to multiple officials and the FBI's website, the number at the beginning, 272, is the Bureau's classification for money laundering. While 272D refers to money laundering, unknown, specified, unlawful activity, white-collar crime program, according to FBI documents. And the other part of the code, describing 272 as transnational or blanket. And there's a BA on there indicating the case was opened in the FBI's Baltimore field office. Baltimore, not too far away from Delaware. It's about a 45-minute drive. So this, again, what did I tell you yesterday? The laptop's contents essentially authenticated. We made very clear yesterday, Director of National Intelligence saying, listen, this is not some sort of Russian operation. This issue regarding the laptop is legit. We're going to talk about another aspect of this, another bombshell statement. We'll share that with you coming up. Are you ready to make your vote count on Election Day? Rules and deadlines are different in North and South Carolina. If you're planning for early voting, make sure you know the deadlines. If voting by mail, follow those instructions very closely. Go to vote411.org for details. Have a plan. Stay safe, vote, and absolutely make it count. Over on the text line, Vince, Chuck the Schmuck, the rest of the brain-dead libtard talking heads are having a hissy fit on the Supreme Court. They're out in the Supreme Court steps whining about Amy Coney Barrett. I love the taste of liberal tears in the morning. That's Jim out of Easley. Oh, my goodness. Pretty sad, isn't it? It really is. Let's see if I can see all of this message. Vince, the reason blacks are intolerant of people that support Trump at the Republican Party is because they have one black guy. What? And Republican Senate, one black guy in the Republican House, one black guy in Trump's cabinet. And you guys support the same party and president. The Proud Boys support the KKK support. White supremacy as a whole. Why do you think they support him? Please, get your head out of the Kool-Aid vat. I mean, this is just, it's pathetic. You need to do some more thinking and a little more reading and a lot less watching the mainstream news media and listening to people who are parroting garbage. And if you want to talk about race, there's a whole set. In fact, I came across this yesterday evening. In fact, I posted this on this woman's page in response. There was a story that basically documented like 10 different bullet points on racial problems for Joe Biden. This guy's not clean. How about including delivering the eulogy for Grand Kleagle Robert Byrd? Was there ever any widespread black criticism of that? Of course not, because he's a Democrat. And if you're a Democrat, you get a free pass on being a racist or a racist defender. I don't hesitate to say that. And let me just add something else about the Democrat Party. One of the other points I made the comment about this being the party of the Klan, and one person responded, well, you're getting the 18th and 19th century Democrat Party mixed up with right now. And I said, no. The only thing that they have changed is the tactic. Well, really, it's the same tactic. When it was in unity with the Ku Klux Klan, it was to terrorize black people to keep them from voting because they were voting Republican. Now, what are they doing? Scaring people. Scaring them. The Republicans are bad people. They're racist. It's the same thing. It's fear. All they have to offer is fear itself. They haven't stopped. They haven't changed. The only thing they've done is they've stepped into the realm of some air of respectability by just scaring people. The only thing they've done is taken off the white hoods. And they're no longer publicly in league with the people with the white hoods. Yes, I said it. Because it's all about fear.
Vote for the Republicans. They're going to take your rights away. They're going to put you in chains.
What kind of stupid nonsense is that? That's the kind of stupid nonsense communicated by Joe Biden. Remember that?
They're going to put you in chains.
This is disgusting. It's vile is what it is. It's not even a difference of opinion. This man is corrupt, and he's just like all of the other Democrats who are committed to manipulate you. Now, for those on the other side, I have eyes wide open about Republicans. One of the things I said in here, both parties are corrupt. They are. I don't hesitate to say that. I'm not a defender or an apologist for Donald Trump or the Republican Party or anybody else. I am an apologist for Vince Coakley. I speak for myself. That's how it works. So you're not going to put me in the category and saying, well, Trump did this, Trump did that. Well, guess what? I might agree with you on something that was inappropriate or stupid that Donald Trump said. But I'm not going to agree that because of that, Joe Biden is worthy of being president of the United States, because he is not. Not only is the man corrupt and crooked, the man is also suffering from some sort of mental malfunction. And he won't be there long if he wins. Another story. We're going to at least start here before we go to break. Breitbart reporting. A whistleblower, CEO, and Biden insider. His name is Tony Bobulinski. He released a public statement yesterday evening backing up the reporting of, guess whom, the New York Post, claiming he personally witnessed Democrat presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden, discussing business deals with his son, Hunter Biden. The man who continues to lie and say that he didn't discuss business with his son. Now, who on the planet believes that? Now, I said earlier this week, and I got people ticked off at me, that the president, our president, can be less than honest. But guess what? Here's Joe Biden. The man has lied through his teeth multiple times telling you that there's nothing here. This is a smear campaign. No, this is revealing the truth. Sources familiar with this matter told Breitbart News, Bobulinski is the person whose allegations and inside information are the centerpiece of a forthcoming investigation by the Wall Street Journal. Not published yet. The piece is going to come out. But President Donald Trump hinted on a conference call earlier this week, this story is coming from the newspaper. We're going to talk more about this and why this is so important.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.